All right, now, there we be, neighbor. All right, so now the YouTube and the podcast audio recording, along with the Facebook Live. The Facebook Live is lower quality recording from a separate device, separate microphone, separate video feed for the Facebook Live. The YouTube and the podcast audio is available afterwards. Do ya get me?
It's a chance to do good for us boys in the hood. Just call us NWA, Neighbors with Appetizers.
Politics is weird and creepy. And now I know lacks even the loosest attachment to anything like reality.
This is WineCellarMedia.com. Trigger to the motherfucking warning. Understand?
This show is fucked up.
All right. Might run over a little bit longer than I would prefer. Try to keep this short as I would with a morning wine cellar.
Father Teresa's wine cellar is rated R for keeping it real.
I hope you're sure happy it's Tuesday.
In the wine cellar.
Baby, why are you trying to give me a glass? Just give me that bottle.
Alright. WineCellarMedia.com. Patreon.com, of course, /WineCellarMediaFund. And shout out to the homie loco over there. I had missed that a little earlier. The homie loco, Jesse Green. Jesse Green loco came and signed up on there. And other recent ones from this month, Dave and Virgie came and signed up on there. 54 people down with the wine cellar deal. And, you know, and of course, we don't know everybody signing up or everybody that's hitting the PayPal, and that's dope. Like, I remember I told Phoenix, I was like, oh, yeah, this person just hit up the PayPal, and she was like, I don't know them. I was like, good. That means people dig it. Like, that's the real deal, is that people dig it, all right? And then another one of the homie locos, Mo Loco, out there in Australia, that hits up the Patreon and hit up the PayPal as well, is linking me to, ooh, I have the glaucoma. It's Uruhu, and it's something that we're also, Uruhu Solidarity Movement. It's, to my understanding, African Socialist Movement, and we're gonna go ahead and sign up to hold it down for him. We're gonna see if I can sign up. Even if I can't sign up from the PayPal account, we should be able to sign up from the PayPal debit card associated with the account. And that's another thing. Shit comes into the wine cellar, we move shit back out to other folks. You know, Actify Press went over there and made sure to grab one of those books that's on the way. Mention that. And of course, Fallon Matthew. I think Fallon Matthew might have more physical copy books that a nigga might be able to grab up. All right. Let's see. What kind of shit do we have going on? From the News Minute, Kerala, trans woman attacked for resisting man's demand for sex. Trans women attacked for resisting man's demand for sex. In Rana. Rana versus a first year college student and her adoptive mother, Saween Shahi, were talking to their sex worker friends when a man approached them for a sexual favor. All right. So transgender and sex worker story. And so the transgender women, Rana V.S. and her adoptive mother, Sahani Shahi, were on their way to grab dinner on Friday night when they stopped their two-wheeler at a Palaravatam in Raqqa. I don't even know what nation this is from. I want to throw India out there. I think this is India. It doesn't say. And this detour would soon result in an attack that put one of them in the hospital. All right. First, a man who saw them talking attacked them. He was later joined by two other men. Rana, a first-year degree student at Maharajas College, said that Sahana filed a complaint with the Pallaravatam police station on Saturday. Quote, a case has been filed against the attackers on the charges of physical assault and causing damage to their vehicle under the sections 341, wrongful restraint, 323, voluntarily causing hurt, and 427, whoever causes mischief and thereby causes loss of damage. End quote. Speaking to the Newsminute news outlet, Sahana says, quote, they hurt Rana and broke her two-wheeler in which we were riding. She was hospitalized that night with a neck injury. Recounting the events from Friday night, Sahana says, the friends to whom we were talking are sex workers. A man who appeared to be about 50 years old approached us and asked my daughter Rana what her rate was. I said she is not here for that and that we were just talking to our friends. Suddenly he grabbed her and said he would give her 500 units of currency in this nation. I told him again that she is not for sale and asked him to leave her. He then turned abusive and started hitting our vehicle with a stone, breaking the indicators and causing other damages. One of our friends who tried to intervene was also attacked, Sahana says. He then ran away, but we chased him, demanding him to give us the money to fix our vehicle. Later, some men joined to support him. What followed was a lot of verbal abuse. One of them threatened that they will not let us go in the daylight and tore one of our clothes. One even tore Rana's clothes and grabbed her breast. Since she had had her surgery done, it really hurt her. The biggest disappointment came when the police reached the spot. The police asked the man who attacked us if he had a case against us. When he said no, I told the police that I want to file a case as our vehicle was damaged and our people were abused. I informed him that the man was drunk and showed our bike and the damage he caused. The police, however, said that if the man had a complaint, he would be taken to the station, but if we had a complaint, we could go to the station the next day and register it. Don't we have the same rights? Sahana asked. While the FIR was eventually registered, Sahana says no action has been taken against the men. All right, so trans women get attacked out there. Hey, yeah, sure, I'm the cop here, but, go on down to the station tomorrow. That's how they talk in India. That's, spot on, as some might say. Also, the White House, says that cutting Meals on Wheels is compassionate. They're bringing back that old, compassionate conservatism. This is an elder story, though. And it's still going on. They started this last year, and they're still keeping this compassionate conservatism. Or, as Joanne Reed would call it, compassionate capitalism. Hey, that's something that exists. Uh-oh, what is this? What the holy heck darn? What the heck? There we go. Tech diff. This is why I like having Phoenix here, so that fucking I can engineer while she talks. Police accused of threatening sex workers rather than pursuing brothel thieves. All right, that's going on at the Guardian. Over at broadly.vice.com. I've been sharing more from Vice than usual as of late. But on broadly.vice.com, common myths about sex work debunked by sex workers. Sex work is one of the most malign forms of labor, often subject to misrepresentation and speculation. The folks down at Broadly, they asked two leading sex worker activists to break down some of the most common misconceptions. And over at Axios.com, this is just an ongoing literally right now in this moment, this story is just blazing along, if you will, with 42 people killed. California's campfire is the state's all-time deadliest. Like, shit is just roaring along in that motherfucker. And then over here at TeenVogue.com, I'm pretty sure Teen Vogue could use a podcast. I think it could be called, Teen Vogue Wine Cellar. I don't know, something like that. Man, get a little wacky, But over here at Teen Vogue, 8 transgender-friendly lingerie brands to support instead of Victoria's Secret. And the homie loco, I actually don't know this cat, but the homie loco, Carmen Carrera, out of New Jersey. And I don't know if that's their legal name, but I know that Carmen Carrera hit the scene performing in drag on RuPaul's Drag Race. And and then I think came out as transgender and you know did the whole business after that season had wrapped up. If I remember right, that was season 3. Yeah, that was season 3 was Carmen Carrera's season, which would make that 2011. So I think it was like 2012 and forward, maybe 2013. Carmen Carrera was out as a transgender individual and not just a drag performer, all right? And Carmen Carrera posted on the Facebooks recently that that they had been invited to come work with Victoria's Secret in the relatively recent past, and then they just canceled. And Carmen Carrera was like, it seemed like some cynical shit, it seemed mean. And that might be going along with this current story with Victoria's Secret. So this is off of the TeenVogue.com. And this article is up by Eli Ehrlich. On Friday, Victoria's Secret was out. The international retailer does not support trans or plus-size people. Victoria's Secret, chief marketing officer... and Executive Vice President of Public Relations Ed Rezek admitted to Vogue that they intentionally don't have trans or plus size models on the runway at their event. Quote, shouldn't you have trans... Oh, this is a quote, a question. Shouldn't you have transsexuals in the show? And Rezek said, no, I don't think we should. And Vogue said, well, why not? And he said, because the show is a fantasy, end quote. And article continues, it may be the fantasy of far-right conservatives that trans people don't exist, especially after the Trump memo. However, in a county where nearly 3% of teens are trans or gender nonconform, and the average woman is a size 16/18, I don't really know how that works. The fantasy is just that: unreal, unnecessary, and exclusionary. Following a long silence on the clearly anti-trans and anti-plus statements, Rezek clumsily walked back on the comments. Quote, to be clear, we absolutely would cast a transgender model for the show. We've had transgender models come to castings, and like many others, they didn't make it. But it was never about gender. I admire and respect their journey to embrace who they really are. End quote. In response to their continued refusal to cast trans or plus size models, here are 8 lingerie and undergarment brands you can support that actually embrace the communities. One of them is Chromat. CHROMAT, Chromat. All right, and they have swimsuits, activewear, lingerie, and they cater to and celebrate body types outside of the traditional beauty standards. They have a groundbreaking pool rules campaign that embraced what they call curve models. Models with disabilities, models with scars, and transgender models, to name a few. Another one is called Tomboy X. That's the name of the brand. It's Tomboy, and then within the same word, capital X. The brand is from 2013, and it gained international prominence among queer and trans people. The gender-neutral line runs from a XS to 4X, and their pieces come in a variety of colors and nude tones. Ooh. Now, again, I don't know how these sizes work. I do not know what a XS is or what a 4X is. Maybe you do. Maybe your friends do. Maybe you think you're special because you do. Maybe you are. Let me take a look over here in the archive chat space. Oh, some the homie Loco said, I like the sound of that cat in the background. Yeah, that's Jamal. Jamal be coming in the office causing a ruckus when I'm trying to do a program. They hear you, Jamal. You fucking podcast famous buddy. Big orange ass. This next one, it says three out of nine. I thought it was eight. All right. It's called Rodeo H. Rodeo, capital H, all one word. It's a staple for queer and trans communities. Rodeo H boasts gender-neutral sizing between 23 inches to 41 inches. Underwear and harnesses. Harnesses or garments? People wear harnesses? Safe word? I don't know what's going on there, but yeah, apparently you can rock a harness. They don't have a lot of description for Rodeo H here. Dancing it forward, they have this one called Rebirth Garments. Rebirth Garments. Rebirth specializes in trans and genderqueer and disability-specific needs in lingerie. They aim to challenge mainstream beauty standards through radical visibility. The Sky Cubba Cub, founded the brand. Oh, that's the person's name. Okay, so someone's name is Sky Cubba Cub. They founded the brand after not being able to buy a binder and get this size. Sizes can be customized. Binder, if I know right, I think binders push down breasts, I think. I don't really, you know what, let's go ahead and let's Yahoo search that while we're recording, just live on the shit. I'm gonna type in the Yahoo search transgender binder. Let's see. And over here at bustle.com, they have 11 of the best binders you can buy according to a trans person. And then also on bustle.com a year prior is 7 things you should know before buying your first binder. And it starts out with, for many transgender men and gender nonconforming individual, chest binding can be an essential part of getting dressed in the morning. Okay, so I guess it's something that, like, maybe visually, maybe it helps folks not get misgendered, I think, maybe with trans men and non-conform folks. That's what I think is going on. All right. So that's the folks down there at Rebirth Garments. They've got that going on there. All right. So now dancing on down. This is on teenvogue.com. And Teen Vogue could really use a full-time podcast. We'll take the ground level shit, nigga. Give us $30,000 a year, nigga. You got it. fucking... Blue Stockings Boutique. All right, Blue Stockings Boutique. It's out of Brooklyn, And it's an LGBTQIA-centered lingerie boutique. And it features plenty of plus-size and trans models on its website. Portions of the proceeds are donated to the Sylvia Rivera Law Project, which Sylvia Rivera was homie loco that threw the brick back at the Stonewall joint. And proceeds are donated. Their proceeds are also donated to Planned Parenthood and Fenway Health, among others. Excuse me. All right, and dancing it forward a wee bit more. This brand is called Origami Customs. All right, Origami Customs. And let me take a look over here. Okay, that's Douglas Bass over there in the archive chat space on winecellarmedia.com on the Facebook. Douglas Bass said, hell yeah, Teen Vogue, sign these homies and bring Jamal too. He deserves that wet food. Yeah. Yeah, Phoenix gives him the wet food later in the day. I start him out with the dry food and some water. When I get up at about, I typically get up between 2:30 and 2:45 a.m., and I give him the dry food and the water, and then Phoenix gives him the wet food later on. That's what's going down. Yes, back to the Teen Vogue joint, Origami Customs. The custom fit slow fashion? What's slow fashion? I don't know enough about fashion. Hey, don't shoot the messenger over here. The custom fit slow fashion retailer offers sizing from XXS to 5XL, specializing in gender diverse undergarments. Their lingerie is made from eco-friendly bamboo and swimwear from family-owned Canadian deadstock. It is hard being an ignorant person. I don't know what the XXS is. I don't know what the 5XL is. I don't know what Canadian deadstock is. But maybe that's the dope stuff. And maybe you want to go hit up them niggas over at Origami Customs and see what's cracking. All right, this one is called Curvy Kate, and it is a UK-based company, and it focuses on 28-44/D-K cup sizes, and recently featured trans, disabled, black, and plus-size models in their fearlessly diverse campaign. Now, and in all irony... the image that Teen Vogue used was two white women. I don't know if they're cis or trans, but two white women for the image above that text. And, I mean, I guess it's supposed to be plus size, but they don't look very plussy. They're kind of little. And maybe you might see them and say that they don't look, you know, like I might weigh way more than these niggas. And I'm a little guy. Dancing it down. Oh, that's it. That was the last one. Oh, no, that was not the last one. They just had an advertisement in the middle of them. All right. All right. So now it dances down here. And it this one is called Marco Marco. And it says the international men's underwear company made headlines by solely casting transgender models in the NYFW show. That might be like New York something something show. And quote from the designer Marco Morante. Marco Morante said, although I have always had trans and non-binary people in my shows, it became apparent to me that their presence was often overshadowed by cis gay men or cis gay men in drag. Hopefully we'll see more designers step up and ensure that fashion can uplift trans people, the same group who made fashion what it is today. All right, so that is Funky Fresh. One might even say it's hop skippity fresh. All right. And on our way out, we'll just take a look back at this one with the off of the Guardian, with police accused of threatening sex workers rather than pursuing brothel thieves. Wait a second. Let me take a look here. Whoa. Huh. I thought this looked familiar. All right. Somehow this ended up in my show notes, and this is from 2017. As soon as I looked at it, the first words in it was Scotland Yard has been accused of threatening to prosecute women who work in brothels. And I'm like, for some reason, I know that sentence. And you see, and that's what irritates me about my news.google feature, is that my sex workers' rights news and my trans rights news are fucking scrambled as shit. Like, ever since the most recent losses in net neutrality, my fucking, especially sex workers' rights news, I get bullshit. Like, I think I searched sex workers' rights news, and I seriously got, like, Dallas Cowboys shit. And it wasn't even, like, Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders having problems with this type of discrimination over here, which NFL cheerleaders are basically slaves. Read about that. All right, but the Morning Wine Cellar does have to wrap the F up, all right? So I will link these in the web post for this episode, winecellarmedia.com. All right, and thank you to the folks holding it the funk down. Stephanie Loco recently hit us up. And again, Jesse Green Loco, Dave Loco, Virgie Verge, oh, hitting up the patreon.com, holding it the funk down. And especially, like, niggas hitting us up now. Holy shit. Like, you're helping pay the gas bill. It's wintertime, buddy. And I can kind of tell that the fact that we moved into a place that's a tiny bit bigger than that little-ass apartment we lived in, the gas bill is going to be telling me to go fuck myself this winter. So thank you folks coming in and keeping our asses warm in here to make this motherfucking podcast, man. All right, that's paypal.me/PhoenixAndWilliam, patreon.com/WineCellarMediaFund. Please be as safe as possible wherever you are.
This show is fucked up.
You're very beautiful.
I know.
Why do you smell so good?
Because I don't use deodorant and I only take bubble baths.
Oh, my
shadow!
Oh, just for a second, I thought that was a big fat black goat.
How do you feel? I feel amazing. Is this how men feel?
All the time. Even the ugly ones.
It's a chance to do good for us boys in the hood. Just call us NWA, Neighbors with Appetizers.
And we recognize mercenaries trying to pimp us out like that little bitch Eminem and his little wannabe thug pansy behind him, who aren't real men, who wouldn't take on the globalists like Donald Trump or anybody else.